Greetings, podcast listeners. Welcome back. This is your host, Indra, with Aikido Talks. We continue on with the book, The Zen Way to the Martial Arts by Tyson Deshimaru. Introduction by George Leonard. A Japanese master reveals the secrets of the samurai. And we're going on to chapter, the next chapter, Three Stages. I remember in... You know, we always, when we're practicing, whether you're doing martial arts or you're taking a very important course or you're getting very immersed in the learnings of what you're doing, whether it's reading a book, however, I remember a few times when our late sensei would tell us about, you know, and it would just come in a flash. And I think all of you know that. Late Sugano Sensei would say, you know, he would just, a class is happening, and then he would just stop it. Or not, you know, maybe not stop it per se, but you can intuit he's about to say something, and you stop, and you listen. And he might say something about samurai in battle, and a very key component about the handling of weaponry or intention. And I remember him talking about the shape of Aikido and circles, squares, and triangles. And I remember him also mentioning also how things are transmitted. You know, as a student, you know, in the beginning, you're doing like the basics, right? The repetition, the movement. And then there's a stage of continuing doing that, then it sort of blends in. And I'm just paraphrasing what my thinking is. And then at some point, there's a third level where it just happens and you don't think about it. You just do it. It becomes you. It is you. So there's so many levels. And also, perhaps I can repeat, I think I have a past episode, but we can repeat it again, where I saw a lovely interpretation of the Dan ranks and what each level means. And giving credit to one of the dojos who has posted that, which is lovely to put us into perspective of why we practice. I say this to say because this chapter, which is very short, about three stages, is talking about it in terms of Zazen. So without further ado, here we go. Three stages. Shojin is the first stage, a period during which the will and consciousness are involved in practice. In the beginning, they are necessary. In Budo, as in Zen, this stage lasts 3 to 5 years. In olden days, it was 10 years. Throughout those 10 years, one had to continue practicing Zazen with one's will, although sometimes after only 3 or 5 years of true practice, the master would give the shiho, the transmission. In those days, people had to live permanently in the temple and participate in all the sessions. Nowadays in Japan, the shiho passes from father to son. It has become a sort of formality. That is why true Zazen has declined, and there are hardly any authentic masters in Japan. In the past, before one could even be ordained, one had to spend at least 3 years in the temples of Eheiji or Sojiji. But nowadays, 1 year is enough to become a monk, or 3 months, or even a single session. Who is master in this day and age? The question is an important one. Who is your master? Most Japanese monks would answer, "My father," but in reality, only people like myself, who am a disciple of Kodo Sawaki, are true masters. I have followed my master's teaching for 40 years. The dojo of Kodo Sawaki was nothing like Eheiji. There was no formalism about it. Kodo Sawaki used to say, "My dojo is an itinerant dojo." He went from one temple to another, from school to university to factory and sometimes even to prison. His teaching adhered to life. In Zen, as in Budo, the first period, Shojin, is the period of training in which the will and conscious effort are implicated. The second stage is the period of concentration without consciousness. Let's repeat that again. In Zen, as in Budo, the first period, Shojin, is the period of training in which the will and conscious effort are implicated. The second stage is the period of concentration without consciousness after the Shiho. The disciple is at peace. He can truly become an assistant to the master, and later he can become a master himself and teach others in his turn. In the third stage, the spirit achieves true freedom to a free spirit, a free world. After the master's death, one is a complete master. But that doesn't mean that you look forward to the master's death or hope for it, thinking you will then be free. These three stages are identical in Zen and in Budo. And with this, we will be right back. And we are back. One of the things I love about this in terms of transmission of information is that the proof is in the pudding, as we say in the West, right? The proof is in the pudding. You can feel the change. You don't have to have someone tell you that you're doing it. Sometimes when you're starting a dojo, people aren't telling you or telegraphing, this is what you should do and this is what's going to happen. I think teachers, or some very good teachers, watch the students to see how they respond to certain lessons, and then are they ready for the transmission? Or what I think I'm reading is the Soshin, is the transmission of the information that the student is ready to have. I hear a lot sometimes people who are students and they come and they're extremely excited to start a martial art or say the dojo, but they may misinterpret what this means. It's a training hall. You know, it's not church, it's not temple, it's not a prayer hall, it's none of that. It's a training hall that is Japanese culturally for Aikido. Aikido is a Japanese martial art. And, you know, I remember hearing someone say, you know, I think some people mix things up a lot too. They talk about, and I'm just going to, on a side note, talking about uniforms, it grates me when people repeat things and they don't know where they're coming from. For instance, talking about a belt. And please, please, my dear listeners, correct me if I'm wrong. Feel free to make a comment on this episode so I can hear your thoughts. Talking about cleaning the belt. So we talk about the gis being clean so that, you know, you can train so that you're not passing on dirt to your partner. You're rubbing your noses in someone's gi. You're using a lot of effort and spirit. But the belts, if they're a white belt, I think you should clean it. If it's dirty and falls in the mud, you clean it, right? The myth about, I say it's a myth that, oh, because your hada is there. Well, your hada you carry with you no matter what you're wearing, number one. Number two, if you have a belt that is a black belt, then it's going to be harder to clean it because the dye will fade. So that's a reason why you may not do that to that. Maybe there's a way to wash it so that it doesn't, that's color fast. Okay, I digress. That will be for another episode to talk about these details about myths and what we should be paying attention to. But moving forward with this particular thing about stages of learning and the proof of how you feel. I remember when I started Aikido and I was very excited. And what is this thing? And it was beautiful to look at. And I did my research and understanding. You have to do a lot of introspection of how do I learn and why am I here? And I remember things happened rapidly within the first 2 weeks. You know, it's like a transformation took place of body, mind, spirit, and that things were actually felt because you were doing actual contact with another practitioner and got to understand these things, and then quickly got to see where I really need to be here, or you start to make these goals so you can make these moves or to do those roles. Like, what is that role? And then after a while, and it's very interesting too, because as you heard at the end of this chapter, it says that these three stages are identical in Zen and in Budo. And I have felt, as I know all of you who are practitioners, have felt the transition throughout your years of training of how you are from the beginning, and you change as an individual. And some people can stay stagnant and never change because of what they think. You know, nothing can be imposed on anyone of how they arrive. However, and that's the other interesting thing about Aikido, because there's no competition, only with self, how you can see the world in a microcosmic view, how people perceive and how you are receiving them and how you are projecting yourself. And it is indeed a study on the mat. So with this, I close this episode in pondering. And I, once again, I love to say, get the book. It's very small and it's a very interesting read. But then I'm always reading things now and relating them to worldly living, life on the daily, of how we can change. There's so much to life, and it's very short and finite that maybe we need several lifetimes to absorb everything. But that's what makes life wonderful, because we don't have time to focus on the negative. You know, there's just not enough energy to deal with both negative and positive. And if we can move to the positive, we can grow effortlessly and have more fun. Without further ado, my dear friends, thank you again for tuning in to Aikido Talks NYC. And get the book and maybe read along too when you know what this chapter is. And please make comments. I welcome them. And as we are, you know, Spotify is the parent company to this podcast, things will be evolving in exciting ways for future episodes to come. So stay tuned. And I'm looking forward to reading more from The Zen Way to the Martial Arts book with you the next time.